God bless everyone who has called in. Was someone introducing themselves? Okay, I didn't want to leave you out if you didn't introduce yourself.
God bless.
God bless. God bless my sister in New York. We thank everyone for joining the Master's Call this morning. We are so thankful for this Thursday, and I am so grateful to have the opportunity to greet you all this morning. I am so thankful to God for this new season that he's given. There's just evidence that he lives and he reigns and he's our Lord, and he is just moving mountains in my life right now. He's just moving burdens and releasing these yokes, and I am just so thankful. I just love the Lord so much with all my heart, and I'm so thankful that I get to share even a little bit of that with you all. It is so awesome to be on the call this morning. I'm listening for the recording that says we're going live, but I haven't heard that yet. So,
Sister Tammy.
Yes,
Sister Tammy.
Yes,
praise God. It's Minister Robin. Praise the Lord. Thank you. It went off, sister. Glory to God. But it's a blessing to hear how you just give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good and his mercies are new each and every morning. I thank you for greeting the people. I thank you for this thankful Thursday. And we welcome you, just as Sister Tammy said, to the Master's Call. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. And again, welcome, welcome, welcome on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Welcome to the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, and again by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They heard the voice of the Lord. They said yes to the mandate, and God gave them a mission statement. And the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what this call is all about. That's what they do. That's what we do. We put God first in everything that we do, and we are being enriched. We are being enhanced, and we are being empowered as his ministers of the gospel, as his ministers in the marketplace, and this is how we begin our day. The scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord." That's a good thing to do. Hallelujah. "And in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We are here every single morning, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we have even our playback number, if you want to listen to the message directly after the call, the pin for that is, I'm sorry, 957677. That's our regular pin. I'm so excited. Thank you, Lord. Well, we do have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we invite you, family. We invite you, friends. Send us your prayer requests. You may have heard Mother Preston just gave us a couple of them. We believe in prayer. We know the power of prayer. We know who is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession on our behalf. So send us your prayer requests. Send us your praise reports. And if you would like to join us and become one of our intercessors, I'll get back to you as the prayer general, and we will be glad to have you join us and continue to bombard and to see how God will work in and through our lives and in the lives of the people that we intercede on. Hallelujah. We also have a website, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can listen to all of our messages. They have been archived. Dr. Vanessa goes back that same day, and she archives the daily message, but all of them from conception. That's right, from October 25th, 2010, you can listen to all of them at your leisure. You can download them. Tell a friend. Let them know that the word of God is true and that the word of God is powerful and what the Master's call is doing here on this call and in the lives of you and your family members. So invite someone to join us. Now, the thread that has brought us together is the Diaz de Leon family, and they are the owners and the founders of Artists International. And Artists International is a health and wellness company. And last night was our corporate call, and it was powerful. One of the co-founders was on there, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is our ambassador for Artists International, and the company stands for faith. Family. Integrity is important. And they are sold out to Jesus. That's why they are blessed and highly favored. And if you're not a distributor, please give that to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you about this awesome company. And then you may even want to join us and become part of that family also. Now what I would like to do so we can get the woman of God to come up and we can hear the word that the Lord has put in her heart, I am going to call one of our prayer intercessors. Minister Willa, are you there? Will you open us up in prayer?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, sis, and God bless you.
God bless you. We praise the Lord on this thankful Thursday. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2 said, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. In God, in him will I trust." Father, we thank and praise you for that precious promise that you are our refuge. You are our fortress. We can come to you, O Lord, and we come to you this morning before we even start our day to hear what thus says the Lord, to put our feet in the right direction. Father, we are like your children gathered up on your lap to hear what thus says the Lord, to hear the word that comes forth from your voice piece this morning. Oh, Lord, and as we're there, we're just being enjoying and just being blessed, being enveloped in your love. Lord, as the word goes forth, we thank and praise you, first of all, for the founders of this call, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and how you have already exalted her to ambassador in Artists International. Lord, you said that our gifts will go before us and they will be honored. So we thank you, Lord, that the company saw her faithfulness to you, that her company saw the integrity and have called her to the highest position in Artists International, one created for her. Lord, we thank you and just ask you continue to bless her and order her footsteps, oh God, and help her as she makes the new transition in any way she needs to help. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, oh God, who has diligently and been faithful to this call and while she takes care of her parents, oh Lord. We ask that you continue to bless her and Mother Josie, oh God, and her father, oh God, as she does the work of the Lord. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the speaker of this call. We thank you for the speaker this morning. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy because you have given us that authority. We come against any of the warring giants, oh God, with our warring angels that surround us to protect this call. We thank and praise you that the blood of Jesus has already saturated the airwaves so that this call goes forth with clarity, oh God, unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. We thank and praise you right now in advance, oh Lord, for each and every person who is on the call this morning, Lord, that they have taken time out to put you first. And now, Lord, we also thank you so much for the reason why we're all together, the Diaz de Leon family and their faithfulness and trust in you, a Christian-owned company. Oh, God, do a special work in the company. Father, let them find favor wherever they go. And now, Lord, as we continue to hear your word, as we go forth on this call, just let us be your vessels today. As we walk out love, as we walk out faith, as we be the ministers in the marketplace, as we daily seek to please you, in Jesus' name, we give you the highest praise. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffin. Minister Robin.
Thank you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for clearing the atmosphere and clearing the call so it will come through clear and concise. Well, Master's Call family, she is not a stranger to this call, and she is filled with sunshine. She lives in California, and she is also an evangelist. Evangelist Tiffany, is just filled with the love of God. She's my sister in the Lord. She is a mom. Kalon is her precious son. She calls him her golfer, her basketball player, her scholar. And he is a young man of God in training. And I so love that because that's what God said. We are to train up a child in the way that they are supposed to go. And when they grow old, they will not depart. And that is exactly what Evangelist Tiffany is doing. She grew up in the National Baptist Convention, and she held many, many offices at Western Baptist State Convention. She, again, loves to travel. She encourages people on this call and wherever she goes. And one thing that I think is such a blessing, she was able to mature, she states, into her calling here on the Master's Call. And remember, we are here to enrich and to enhance and to empower. So glory to God, and we thank you, Lord, for maturing Evangelist Tiffany, Father God, maturing each one of us, Lord God. We thank you that as she comes forward with the word, Father God, we are ready to receive the word from your mighty woman of God. Evangelist Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. I love you. God bless you. Take it away, sis.
God bless you. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done and that he is doing and that he will continue to do. I thank you. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. And to each of you here, the TMC family, God bless each one of you. I am excited as always, but I am just overwhelmed by God's goodness, and really I'm just overwhelmed because, see, we all have a journey, and we don't know really how our journey is going to go. We don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. We don't even know from what place we will be in from one day to the next place, because truly God is consistently changing things in our lives. But one thing that I do know is that we serve a God who never changes, and I just thank him that I am his child. I thank him for where I've been, and I praise him right now in advance for where I am going, but not just for me, but for where each one of you are going. See, we just celebrated Holy Week here on the Master's Call the past week, and we also celebrated Easter this past Sunday all around the world. You know, we celebrated Easter and Holy Week. See, we celebrated Jesus, but see, it was about his dying and his rising up. That's why we celebrated. But then on Sunday, you know, some of us, you know, we had new hats and we had new clothes and we had new shoes and, you know, there were colored eggs and Easter baskets, you know, the material things that come into celebrating Easter. But see, now all of that stuff has been packed away. All the food, you know, we ate it up. You know, it's in our bellies. You know, all the material things that we had that we bought, they're stored in the closet right now. And all of the eggs, you know, they're probably gone too. But see, we celebrated Christ's resurrection, and it's not over because God is resurrecting us. So today, my message, the title of my message today is Resurrection Power. Resurrection Power. Romans 6 and 4 in the New Living Translation says, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." And when you look up that word resurrect, it's a verb. And the first definition is to restore a dead person to life. He was dead, but he was resurrected. And we serve a God who was resurrected. He got up on the third day, and we give glory to him because he sacrificed himself for each and every single one of us here on the line today. Revive the practice, use, or memory of something being brought to new vigor. So each and every single one of us has an opportunity today, and that is to walk and to get into something that is totally new. See, God is resurrecting us. He is our source. John 11, 25 through 26 reads, "Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. See, we must die to ourselves daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says that. Deny ourselves daily. See, in all that we do, we need to make it all about Jesus, meaning that no longer should it be about us and what we want to do, but we should our goal should be to make sure that the promises that God gave us in the Word are the promises that we walk into. How are we going to do that? By denying ourselves daily. Last night on the corporate call was such a phenomenal call, a call like never before. I heard Dr. P.K. Roberts on yesterday and also on last Saturday on another training call. I heard her talk about holistic transformation. And see, that is the season that we're in. God wants to transform us, our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirit. He is resurrecting new things in our life. The power of the resurrection frees us from sin, allows light and goodness to triumph over darkness and evil. It allows for grace and mercy to prevail over sin and guilt. And it allows for joy, love, and hope to triumph over sadness, and life to conquer death. Today, God is calling us to empty ourselves of our life, of our thoughts, of our ways, the things that we want to do, how we want to do it, and to be more like him. Less of us is what he's saying, and more of him. Less of us and more of him. Allowing ourselves to go through the process of being sanctified. A new life. See, the very same power that raised Christ from the dead is alive in each and every single one of us. It's time for us to embrace it. It's time for us to walk in it. It's time for us to talk in it. It's time for us now to be about it. Romans 8:11 says, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit which dwells in you." God is resurrecting you today. No longer focus on what God can do for you or what you can do for God, but have a new focus today. What can God do through me? What are you willing to move out of the way so that God can use you? See, we are his vessels, and until we decide that we want to be emptied, until we put up that white flag of surrender, God cannot work through us because we're in our own selves' way, as my grandmother would say. Move out of your own way. Now is the time, because I'm telling you, God is doing new things. And if you ain't never got it right before, know that you have an opportunity to do it today. Make the most of your time here on earth. No longer is it time for foolishness. No longer is it time for drama. No longer is it time for selfishness. Move yourself out the way. Crucify your selfish attitudes. Crucify your behaviors, your bad behaviors, your wants, your needs, those bad relationships that you're still stuck in. Poor planning and procrastination. Move that stuff out the way. No longer be dishonest. No longer do things that jeopardize your integrity and your character. Allow God to raise you up to the new life that he promised you to, a healthy life, a well life, and you will be equipped to grow more and more like him. Expect the impossible. Experience resurrection peace, resurrection hope, resurrection joy, resurrection wealth, resurrection health, resurrected new confidence. Allow God to do that for you. Be an example to those in the marketplace that would not only bring a new business partner into your business, but be an example that will reflect the light of God, that that person will see Jesus in you and that you will be able to bring that person to Jesus, that they would be born again and their life will be changed. See, Jesus is life. Choose life today. John 14:6 says, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. So you can't do it without Jesus. So choose Jesus today. Allow God to make your life brand new. Allow him to transform your life, your mind, your spirit, your body, and your soul from the inside out. Not from the outside in. That's what artist does with the body magic and the reshaping garments. But allow God to transform you from the inside out. All of us are wounded. All of us have been wounded by somebody or something. Sometimes it's even self-inflicted. We do it to ourselves. But now God is calling you to move out of the way. I say let him be the driver. Let him be the co-pilot. If it's a two-seater bike, then you get on the back and you just pedal and let the Lord lead you. Because now is the time. In artists, we have a phenomenal program called Transform 90. Transform 90, we saw five people in 90 days who were able to transform their bodies into new bodies. And I'm telling you, that is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And I thank God for that vision. But what I'm saying to you today, not only if you're on this Transform 90 program, should you be working to transform your body, but God is calling you as you go through this Transform 90 transformation to transform your mind, your spirit, and your soul. So as you are allowing the things in your body to be purified and purged out, getting all those bad toxins out, those impurities out of your system, allow yourself to be flushed completely. Allow yourself to be detoxed completely. Those bad thoughts, those things that have hindered you all this time, people saying what you couldn't do, how you couldn't do it, you're not going to be this, you're not going to be that. Well, who said that? God didn't say that. He said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are successful. He promised you an abundant life, and now it's time for us to live it. I'm talking to me, too. No longer are we going to be stuck in the same places that we are. We are going to move out of the way and let God be God. Why? Because God is doing new things, and I do not want to miss out what God is doing. God is still in the miracle-working business, and he is working miracles every single day. He is moving stuff out the way, things that you've asked for. Is a testimony on this call right now for someone who's been praying, Lord, I need you to move me out of this workplace. Lord, if it is your will for me not to be here, move me from here. And you know what he did? He moved. So no longer is she there. You know, my grandmother used to say, be careful what you ask for. Because, see, when you ask God for it, it might not come to you the way that you thought it would come. Because, remember, his ways are higher than our ways. His understanding, wisdom, and knowledge is so much higher than ours. We can't even fathom sometimes what he's going to do. But he will do it because he knows what we need, even before we ask. Let's look at Revelation 21, verses 1 through 8. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son or daughter. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. Their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Choose life today. Allow God to resurrect new things, new relationships, new places in your life today. Remember, it's not about religion, but it is about the relationship that you have with God. So this is just a little song that I'm going to share with you today, and I pray that what I said, that something somewhere in that 15 minutes that I just shared with you has touched your life and will allow your life to be resurrected, changed, and transformed. And I cannot wait to hear and to see what's going to happen to you in 90 days from this day. To God be the glory for the awesome things that he has done, he is doing, and will continue to do. And you're making all things new. You are making all things new. You are making all things new, and we are free. You are making all things new. You are making all things new. You are making all things new, and we are free. Your love never failing, grace never ending, redemption is calling us home. Your love never failing, grace never ending, redemption is calling us home. And you're making all things new. You are making all things new. You are making all things new, and we are free. And we are free. And we are free. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we just thank you for this, your appointed time. We thank you for your presence and your anointing here on this line today. I pray that you will bless each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. I pray that you would do new things in their lives, that you would allow the transformation process to begin today, that we would be sanctified, righteous, and holy, that we would know and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, that not only will we go through the journey, but that we will enjoy the journey, even when the journey gets hard, Father. I come right now lifting up each of my brothers and sisters here on the TMC family to you. Father God, you know what they need. You know what needs to be changed. You know what needs to be resurrected. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would intervene for each of them right now, Father. I come lifting up each of those who have been told that they had some type of disease today, Father. You are the healer, and I lift them up to you that they would be healed, God. Speak to our hearts and our minds right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Allow every crooked pathway to be straightened right now in the name of Jesus. I come lifting up Alana Smith to you and the Gaines family, Father God. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would just provide strength and comfort right now in the name of Jesus. For Tammy and Angela and for all of those who are going to court, Amber, Father God, I pray that you would be the lawyer, the judge in the courtroom, and that the victory is already theirs, Father. I pray for healing for Brenda Davis and for Janet Bryant, for Jackie and for Linda, Father God, for Martha, Father God, for Paw Preston, Father God, for all those who stand in need of a blessing, Father God. I ask that you will provide it right now, Father God, for we will shift our minds, Father God. We will shift our walk. We will shift our talk. No longer will we conform to the things of this world, but we will conform to what your word says. Apply it and walk in it, oh God. Continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family. Continue to bless Artists International all across the world, Father. Father God, direct us to those, Father God, who are waiting to hear a word from us. And I pray as we go out that we will be the light in the dark world, Father God. Be with us as we go through the highways and the byways today, Father God. Continue to do the exceeded and abundant blessing in each of our lives, Father. And we will forever give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We bless your holy name, and we love you, Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, for that powerful word and for closing us out in prayer. Family, there were so many things that were said in this message. Please take the time and listen to the message on our website. I want to thank Sister Tammy for opening us up in prayer. I'm sorry, for greeting the people. And also Sister Willer for opening us up in prayer. And again to you, mighty woman of God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love to our Lord. And to the Master's Call family, we love you. We will speak with you tomorrow. Have a blessed day being a minister in the marketplace. We will talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.